How often do you check in with your people? With Minted, turning your iPhone family photo into a Christmas or holiday card has never looked better. Use code PODCAST for 20% off your order.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
David and Stephen Flynn, a.k.a. The Happy Pair. Good morning, boys.
Good Dave. Morning, Dave.
Delighted to be here.
I love this, right? Like, so you would think that if I made some kind of stereotypical sweeping statement about you, it is that if I went looking for you, I'd find you doing yoga on the balcony. What did I find you doing on the balcony, lads? Standing on your hands. You were upside down on the balcony in Today FM. I love this.
Yeah. Well, we're legit. We're the real
you
deal.
We are the
stereotypes. Well, so I guess we've been in a car for an hour. And when you arrive for any type of media like this, it's only natural you feel a little nervous, a little
100%,
anxious. And
yeah.
Your body secretes adrenaline, which is a fight or flight hormone. So I think for anyone listening, if they do feel nervous, some form of exercise is the best outlet for
can
it.
Break
suddenly
that down,
you're feeling
yeah.
like, I feel confident, I feel great, yeah. I feel ready.
Yeah. Well, I love it. I think it's absolutely brilliant. The fact that you're upside down on the balcony, that's what I'm talking about. Lads, you've got a new book out, which I've been going through for days, right? This is The Happy Pair, and you're looking at 20 years you guys have been in business.
Yeah, yeah, we called it Happy Pair 20 because it's 20 years. We started November 2004 as two 24-year-olds with a dream of helping people eat more veg.
Yeah, was that initially the dream? Because Ireland has a reputation of being, you know, stodgy in terms of like, we just eat a stew and then we eat bacon and cabbage.
Meat and two
like,
veg, yeah.
Meat and two veg, exactly. So when you were starting off, where did the impetus and the inspiration to bring, you know, veg and just healthy eating in general to people come from?
We changed our diet and lifestyle so much and felt so excited. And I think food, like nowadays, we live in a society where people think tech is the center of any economy or no, it's like media, or it's social media, or it's AI. But ultimately, as humans, we need to eat. Mm. Food is the center of all economy, and food is the gateway to build health, to build happiness, to build everything. And how we farm literally massively affects our society.
But even just to cut Steve off and make it very practical, we had changed our own diets and we had gone from these meat and two veg pint swilling
jocks.
So
you were those guys.
We ended up going away traveling. We became plant-based. And then we came back home and we knew if we didn't have somewhere to support us, we'd end up going back to how we were before. And we wanted to keep it going. So we started The Happy Pair to really, initially it was probably to support our own lifestyle and to build a community around it. And that's what's happened.
So over 20 years then, because obviously part of the book is recipes and all those things. And trust me, I've been going through them. I want to talk to you about them. But talk to me then maybe about, because like you also do bits in the book in like, you know, 20 things we've learned from failure. 20 things we've learned. So if I could pick just one each, out of the 20 years, what's the biggest lesson that you think you've learned?
I think I'd probably go with the one that, like consistently when the wind is in your face and it's rain, like, and I'm using a metaphor here, but when,
also
like,
really,
I can give an example in 2014. I remember it was like, we had a big, massive VAT bill. We had the EHO, the Environment Health Officer, came in and we had to change the fridges and change this and the other. There was a rake of, you know, things that you would perceive as bad just show up together. And me and Steve have always loved Walt Disney movies. So we're like, no way, this is the end. And I remember sitting at the front, like both of us going, like, this just can't be it. Like, you know, we can't fail at this. And then a couple of weeks later, our first book came out and the whole thing went in a different trajectory and social media started and the whole thing kind of went in a different...
What's the learning?
So the learning is that persistence, that it's only through trials that treasure comes, that it's, you know, and I say it consistently over 20 years, we've had so many times, there's been lots of recessions and loads of times we've nearly gone out of business. But it's those times where if you can just persevere.
The Disney movie analogy is really good, actually, because if you think about that, those plot lines of any movie, particularly Disney ones, there's always a challenge just before the final act. At the end of the second act, there has to be the EHO officer coming in going, hey, give us your VAT. So like that is part of it. And it's only from those that you can then build the next high.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So that would be, it would be that metaphor of persistence and just keep and going.
And I'd probably go like, health is something we take for granted. It's only when you don't have health you take it for granted. And I think anyone listening, like in Ireland, 8 out of 10 people don't get enough fibre. And fibre you'll only get in fruit, veg, beans, legumes, nuts and seeds and whole grains. So it's real whole foods is what our message isn't about being vegan, isn't about being vegetarian. It's about getting people to eat more veg.
Yeah.
And that's why we wrote this book, is really like we've taken 100 of our best recipes from over the years. There's one section called Our Number Ones where we've taken all our recipes that have got over 1 million views and kind of distilled them down. And it's like to help people eat more veg.
Okay. Well, see that, look, it is an amazing journey you're on, but also this is an amazing way to capture it in this book with all of the bits that surround the recipes, the big recipes. But I do want to talk to you about the food the kids will actually eat. But before we move on to that, can I eat some of this incredible food that you've brought in for
absolutely,
me?
Absolutely.
There's a meal sitting here in front of me. Is this your sourdough from this morning?
Yeah, so we took our sourdough bread. So this is a 48-hour fermentation process. Three ingredients, flour, water, salt. It's like, you can eat bread alone.
Yeah.
In other way, like most bread, people want to put butter every night on it. We brought some pastas, cookies, and Bakewell.
The sourdough is unreal.
Yeah, and it's something that is, you know, over COVID, a lot of people tried sourdough. But we've had a sourdough bakery for the last 5 years, and we've got a section in the book on sourdough bread.
Yeah. And to demystify it, because it's like a dark art, and many people think you got to do it at full moon, and then you need to go out and bless it and all this. But it's simple, and it's practical, and it's very easy, and it's so tasty.
It really is. Yeah, and look, you gave me with pesto as well, because you got your own happy pear pesto. We eat this in our house all the time. But also, you've got a chocolate salty cookie, 11 out of 10. And is it cherry Bakewell?
That one's a mixed berry.
Mixed berry Bakewell.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
But like the base on that is very almondy.
Oh yeah, frangipan. Yeah.
Frangipan.
Yeah, simple.
Unreal. Right. One of the challenges every parent faces, and even if your aunts and uncles and your nanas and granddads or whatever, you've got to feed the kids at some point. How do you get veg into kids' diets if they're just reluctant to go near it?
I'd say number one, it starts with leading by example.
Mm.
You can't be sitting there eating chocolate chip cookies going, eat your broccoli, son. You know, it has to start with example. And I've got a 14-year-old, and I've got a 1-year-old, and I've got an 11-year-old. So my 1-year-old, like, it's just, she's got to see me eating lots of greens, eating lots of veg. It's just part of what we do in our family.
Totally. Today we were in the shop, and literally she's running around the shop, and there was a raw potato with dirt, and she just picks up and puts her mouth, and she started crying. But like, literally.
But that's the 1-year-old. So I'd say it starts with that. And number two starts with what you buy. What you buy is what you're going to eat. So if your house is full of biscuits and crisps, your kids are going to seek it out like heat-seeking missiles. You know, if you don't want them to eat much.
And I'd go number three. As your granny or my granny used to say, hunger is a great sauce. And by that, I don't mean starve yourself, but when you're hungry, you're much more likely to find pleasure in simple, good food.
Okay.
So that's why I'd say in the context of kids.
Don't let them over snack.
Probably,
so
yes.
Yeah. So and even like some things that we have in the book there, we have a super green pesto pasta, broccoli, spinach blended through it. And they think it's basil pesto, but it's a spinach and broccoli.
See, that's the thing. I think like it would be great. And we would all wish that our kids, as you said, would see us eating all these different things and would follow in our footsteps. That's fine. But when you are faced with the reality of a child who simply goes, for example, I'm not going to eat broccoli. If you can put it in a pesto, put that through pasta.
Yeah, just
all of a sudden they're getting the same nutrients, so getting what they need to get, and then after a while maybe you can go, by the way, you know that pesto you love that we have every Tuesday,
that's
got loads of broccoli in it, like, you know, so let's try some, you know, and all of a sudden then their minds can be opened. The one that that stuck out to me in the book is the shepherdless pie.
Talk us through that, it's a simple one. So there's no shepherds in the harmed in the making of this
always
pie.
A good idea.
So it's lentils, it's making a lentil bolognese. So essentially you're making a really tasty meaty bolognese with lots of vegetables through it. You're mashing potato and you're putting the base, the potato, and a little bit of pesto on top just to make it more indulgent red pesto, and bake it in the oven.
And again, kids, like, if you serve a kid into the shepherd's pie, like, they're not going to specifically go, wait a minute, I don't find the beef in here that I had. Like, they're not going to know.
But it's simple little things as well, like your kids seeing you cook. Like this morning I cooked dinner at 6:30 a.m. when I was making the brekkie. It was a simple pasta with tomato sauce, but I fried off leek, I fried off mushrooms, and there was lots of veg and lentils through it as well with a simple tomato sauce. But it took me 20 minutes while I was making porridge in the kids' lunch boxes and things.
Or another
and it was
good one, in the book there's a chocolate salted peanut caramel tart. And like, kids will always go towards cake, but that one's healthier because we make the caramel out of dates and almond butter or peanut butter. So you're getting fibre into them, and then the base is based on nuts and dates. And last month we were in New York City and we cooked on the Today Show. Roger Federer was on that day, so was Steph Curry, basketball. Yeah. I got to work on my basketball names. And one of the presenters said that, my God, that's one of the best desserts I've ever had. So it was pretty.
It is five ingredients. So we've got a full chapter in the book on five ingredient cakes.
They're so easily doable as well. Yeah, no, listen, I love cooking. I love cooking your stuff. And the book is amazing. Very quickly then, before I let you go, is there something you're hoping to do in the next 20 years? I mean, I know it's a long way to predict, but like, here we are at this juncture in your career. There's another 20 years and 40 years and 60 years to go. Go on, what do you want?
I'll go quickly is that we have a 4-acre organic regenerative farm, and tomorrow we have 60 kids coming down to teach them. Like, most kids don't know where their veg comes from, can't identify.
They don't know it comes from a farm.
We're going to do a scavenger hunt when they arrive, like, go find the kohlrabi.
Yeah.
We're going to get them to plant seeds. It'll be fun, but it's like connecting people to their food. I'm really excited about that.
I would say we're launching our food products in the UK. So we've got 80 food products and we're launching in the UK, and they're currently in about 150 stores. Really,
unreal.
Really excited.
Right. Well, listen, I have a quick fire round that I do with all my guests before I go. I'll shorten it down because we've talked for so much and eaten so much food. But what are you currently obsessed with?
building. I was smashing down a wall at the weekend with a sledgehammer.
It's the greatest.
Oh, it was
self-building is the greatest.
Me and Steve were smashing walls down with sledgehammers yesterday. Amazing. And it was a tremendous cheer.
All right, Stephen, anything from you in particular?
I'm going to go with fermentation.
Fermentation.
We've been fermenting a lot of different
stuff.
So like we made an immunity kimchi with rosehip, wild fermented rosehips over the weekend. So we do, I'm always fermenting lots
of
stuff and I love it.
Amazing. Who is the most famous person in your phone?
Sean Penn.
Oh, pretty good.
I got Chris Evans. I was texting the weekend.
Okay, pretty amazing answers. Think back to when you were about 8 years old, second class in school. You opened the lunchbox. What was in the Happy Pears lunchbox?
Hang and cheese sanger on brown Brennan's bread.
And in secondary school, you'd always buy a pack of crisps and put them in between your sanger.
Yes, still do it now. And the final question I ask all my guests, because I don't, do you guys wash your legs in the shower?
Yes.
Because we wear shorts, they're often dirty.
I wear shorts all the time.
I was
out cutting sleepers and I was down like painting them in this kind of, you know, kind of paint, and so there was all over my legs. So yeah,
okay, I would do it then, but then one day I did walk into the office and Emer turned around to me and went, "What's on your leg?" And I was covered in paint from the previous day.
Well,
so
there you go.
I have a lot to learn. David and Stephen, thank you so much for coming in. Well done on the book, The Happy Pair 20, out now, available in all good bookshops. It's absolutely brilliant. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks,
Dave.
Dave.
Cheers.
Dave Moore on Today FM.